My name is David Stanton. I'm a paramedic and also the head of clinical leadership at NetCare 911. I've been involved since 1999, so 17 years now. The typical day in a paramedic, he'll either start at 6:30 in the morning or 6:30 at night. Our guys work 12-hour shifts. They'll arrive at work, they'll check in, and they'll check all of the equipment, make sure all the equipment's working, they'll make sure their vehicle's in a good condition, check that their fuel is sorted out, that they've got enough oxygen, check all their medications, and then fairly soon book on duty with the call center and let them know that they're available to work for their 12-hour shift. My qualification is what's called a critical care assistant qualification. Traditionally, in the emergency medical services, we've had three levels: the basic, the intermediate, and the advanced. And you've either done a 5-week course, or a 4-month course, or a 1-year course, and you've built them up to work through those different levels. But of late, we're actually changing the qualifications in the industry to make them a bit more in depth, a bit more professional. So the new qualifications we have now will be a 1-year higher certificate, a 2-year diploma, and then a 4-year degree. And those don't have to be done one after the other. Those now you do whichever one you have access to, whichever one you can do. Most of the higher education institutions that are offering the course will have their list, just like with any other subject, of which matric subjects you need. Almost all of them will require maths, at least one of the sciences, as well as English, because all of the varsities in South Africa at the moment are offering it in English. So they'll look for a language subject. It's reasonably stressful because sometimes you're dealing with people's lives when they're at the worst possible moment. For you, it's another day at work, but for those people, it's their worst day. And not all of what we do is like that. The majority of what we do is non-life-threatening and non-emergency work. But it adds to the stress of the career, and it makes a difference in how long people last working in this industry. Anything from the government emergency medical services, which are probably the biggest employer of EMS staff. There's the private sector, obviously the private ambulance services. You can work in remote sites, so you can go and work on a mine somewhere in the clinic that looks after people. Both in and outside of South Africa, there's many remote sites, mainly linked to mining. You can go into sales, because you have a good working knowledge of the equipment that's used in the industry. There's educational opportunities, there's research opportunities growing in South Africa. So there's quite a diverse field for those people to work in. A fair amount of potential when you have some experience. The remote sites outside of South Africa obviously pays in dollars, so that has an unfortunate attraction to South African paramedics because they'd rather go and work there. But at the same time, the salaries are definitely livable. We have a lot of paramedics living and working in South Africa, and they're surviving quite comfortably on it. You have to be the calm head in the emergency. You walk into somebody's house when things are going really badly, and you have to be providing calmness to everybody. So that's probably one of the more important personality traits that we look for. So if anybody's looking at getting into EMS as a career, you need to be sure that it's one that you want to do. So some of the useful things to do is maybe go and speak to some people, find some friends that are involved in the industry. If you can, maybe go and do some observation with them, watch what they do, go and see what the experiences are, see if you can cope with it. Spend some time in hospital emergency departments and just see what actually goes on there. They often need a hand anyway. But you need to make sure that you're going to do it, because the qualifications are time consuming. You don't want to have wasted that time, because those qualifications are also fairly specific. You can't go and do a 4-year degree and then realize, oh well, I actually don't want to do this, I want to go and go into selling something completely different. Be sure that it's the industry you want to get into.